We're live.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the January 8th, 2024 meeting of the University City City Council to order. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Fuller.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson. Mayor Crowe.
Here. Before you, you have the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Are there any changes, additions, or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no proclamations this evening. Before we move to the approval of the minutes, though, I do believe it is appropriate for me to mention the recent passing of Dolores Miller. She passed away on December the 30th. At the age of 94, and many of you in the room and watching at home may not remember her, but Dory Miller was our city clerk for over 20 years. She was the first member of her family to go to college, going to Indiana University. Then she and her late husband, James, moved to University City, where they raised their three children, Valerie, Lucia, and Harry. As Mayor Joe Adams said recently for the paper, Dory always had a warm smile and friendly greeting for everyone. Working with her as a council member and then later as mayor was a true pleasure. She not only served as our city clerk, but she also volunteered for Meals on Wheels. She tutored in the University City Schools. She volunteered at COCA, Opera Theater of St. Louis, and at the Rep. And at age 94, as she was passing away, as her daughter said, her sense of wonder endured until the end because her final question was, I wonder what comes next. So our community was truly blessed to have Dory both as a resident and as our city clerk, and her family are always kept in our thoughts and prayers at this point in time. You have before you the minutes of December the 11th. Is there a motion to approve for the study session? Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Fuller, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you the December the 11th regular meeting. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Ms. Klein, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? They are approved. You have before the December 20th special meeting minutes. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon. Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The minutes are approved. We have no appointments. Dennis Hoppe was sworn into the library board on December the 19th. We at this time, Madam Clerk, have no requests to speak on non-agenda items. Am I correct?
That is correct.
Okay, we'll continue moving forward. Are there any council comments for this section of the agenda? Hearing none, we will move forward to our public hearings. We have three public hearings this evening. I will open public hearing number one for TXT 23-04 at 6:33 p.m. Madam Clerk, do we have any comments for this evening?
There are none.
Did we receive any before 12 o'clock to your office?
We did not.
Therefore, I will close this hearing at 6:33 p.m. We now move to public hearing number two for REZ 23-02 for a map amendment from Core Commercial to Plan Development. Madam Clerk, do we have any requests to speak?
We do not.
This hearing, by the way, I apologize, was open to 6:33. No comments were received. Were there any received into your office today before noon?
There were none.
Therefore, we will close this hearing at 6:33 p.m. We'll now move forward to public hearing number three for the liquor license for First Watch Restaurants. It is open, I'm embarrassed to say, at 6:33 p.m. Madam Clerk, were there any requests to speak?
There are none.
Were there requests received by you before noon?
There were none.
Therefore, I will close this hearing at 6:34 p.m. And I, again, three public hearings in a minute and a half is a little strange, but thank you, folks. So we'll move forward now. You have the consent agenda, items number K1, 2, and 3. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the consent agenda, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The consent agenda has been passed. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and council members, this item L1, asks that you receive a presentation from a representative from SDG Housing Partners who has expressed an interest in the purchase of Parkview Place Apartments.
You'll please come forward to the mic, give your name and your business address, and we'll go forward from there. You need to hit the button at the bottom of the microphone. You'll see it'll turn on green. There you go.
All right. My name is Lon Boer. I'm at 201 Main Street in Parkville, Missouri with SDG Housing Partners. Okay. As you mentioned, we are currently under contract to purchase Parkview Place Apartments at 701 Westgate. Did I do this right? No. What's that?
Oh, not on the clicker.
Oh, I got it. The big button, right?
What's that? Okay.
Sorry about that. So SDG Housing Partners, we got together. All we do is affordable housing, typically acquisition rehabs, where we purchase existing affordable housing and we do extensive renovations. We've done over 30 affordable housing projects in California, Texas, Kansas, Missouri, and Tennessee. So there are two partners. There is Rick Siebert, who's not here this evening. He has over 20 years in affordable housing. He's located in Los Angeles, California. And then myself, my background is architecture and then historic tax credit projects. Okay, so Parkview Place is 156 unit building, all senior. There's 117 one bedrooms, 39 studios. It is a 100% affordable housing project. It was built in 1972, I believe. And to the best of our knowledge, it's only had one renovation since then, which I think was around 2004, 2005. To finance this acquisition rehab, we're pursuing 4% federal low-income housing tax credits, and we are pursuing federal historic tax credits. And we anticipate the rehab to cost about $10 million, so approximately $64,000 per unit. And then as far as a timeline, assuming all goes well, we would intend to start the fourth quarter of 2024 and wrap up the fourth quarter of 2025. And then the next couple pages are just kind of a general overview of what we intend to do to the property. With the historic preservation that we're pursuing, we're going to refurbish, revitalize the exterior, clean all the concrete, redo all the control joints, replace any cracked pieces of precast concrete. We're going to get rid of that beautiful stripe at the top of the first floor. Throughout the exterior of the property, all lights will be retrofitted to LED. We propose a new security system for the property. New elevator cabs, which are original, along with a lot of the mechanical items tied to the elevators. Another big item are the windows. And with this being historic, the windows in it currently are the originals. So profile and everything will match that, but they will be new and insulated. We'd like to redo the porte cochere, the drop off at the front, including a new roof. And then I'm sure you're all aware of the history of this building over the last couple of years with the flooding. The majority of the systems have been replaced outside of the elevator, but we are going to look into the electrical disconnects, panels, things like that down in the mechanical room. That was one area that wasn't replaced that we're a little suspect of. Regarding the site, we'd like to do new pedestrian gates with key fob access. We'd also like to do a motorized driveway gate for the property, also a key fob access for the residents. New landscaping. We'd like to add some resident gardens, some an improved outdoor gathering space with a fire pit, barbecue, you know, just a hangout area. And then we also would like to bring the site up to full ADA compliance, which currently it's not. There's some existing slope issues and some concerns with the existing ADA parking spaces. Regarding the common areas, we would like to make all the common areas fully ADA compliant. This includes new mailboxes. Currently, the property does not have many resident amenities whatsoever. So we're proposing, you know, game room with pool tables, shuffleboards, a TV lounge, new fitness area. Part of this will have a service coordinator who will, you know, organize yoga classes and fitness classes and things like that. We're proposing a new library area with computer workstations for the residents. Also in the lower level, there's an existing, I think originally the building was set up where it had a cafeteria downstairs and a commercial kitchen. We would like to change that and make it a kitchen for the residents so that they can do cooking classes and things like that. And then typical to all the units, we'd like, other than the ones that were replaced due to the damage over the last 2 years, new energy efficient appliances, new window coverings, new door hardware, paint and flooring as required, all new LED lighting, all new low flow plumbing fixtures, new countertops and cabinetry in kitchens and bathrooms where they're needed, new HVAC controls in all the units, which would include the replacement of the fans. And then on top of that, convert 5% of the units to full ADA mobility compliance and 2% of the units to audiovisual accessibility compliance. Another component to this is a free Wi-Fi for all the tenants that would be included. And just wanted to show you a couple examples. This is probably the closest. This is one we completed recently in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. It's next door to the cathedral. Window replacement, tuck pointing, new roof, landscaping, though the photo doesn't show it. There's a courtyard in the back. Refurbishment of the porte cochere. And this is kind of an example of the smaller photo is the existing common areas that were in this high rise. And what we did, we pulled out a bunch of walls, opened it up. In the background, you can see that community kitchen area that I was speaking of. Actually, the next page shows that better. So this was an industrial kitchen that we opened up for the residents. This is another project. We completed at the same time in Kansas City, another senior project, 56 units. This is down the Columbus Park area. This shows windows, and this is kind of the library computer workstations that we're proposing, something similar to that. And then this is a 121 unit family project in La Puente, California. The small picture to the left was a laundry facility that we tore down and ended up building a new community center for it. Next slide, or just a few more photos of that project. You have the existing and the smaller photo, and then the rehab work that we did in the larger photo. So overall, we would like to preserve the affordability of this property. We would like to address both short-term and long-term maintenance requirements or lack thereof that have happened in the past. It's kind of an interesting project regarding historic tax credits in the sense that it has just reached the age where it's allowable. Elizabeth Rosen with Rosen Preservation is working with us on this. I guess her aunt actually lived at Parkview Place previously, so she's really excited to help us out. And you know, we like to work with the cities in which we do our projects. So everything we do is completely open book. You know, assuming this all goes well, I'll be back. I'd like to meet with the building department, planning department, you know, anyone we need to push this forward. In addition to that, we're proposing a new management company, Dalmark. They are present in St. Louis and Kansas City. We are currently utilizing them on 7 other properties, and we're very, very happy, very, very happy with how they've done. And that's it.
Any questions from members of council at this time? Hearing that, Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and council members, if acceptable, it's our intention to prepare a letter in support of this project for the mayor's signature that would be forwarded on to the state.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Quite welcome. Thank you.
Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and council members, this next item, item L2, asks that you consider the comprehensive plan with amendments. The original document was approved by the Planning Commission on September the 27th of 2023, with amendments that were approved by the Planning Commission on December the 27th of 2023. I'm recommending approval of the amended comprehensive plan with one modification. The word considering be amended to exploring relative to an income discrimination ordinance and provide direction on integrating an annual review of projects listed in the comprehensive plan with the creation of the annual work plan. It is my intention to schedule an annual extended work session with the mayor and council to obtain your priorities on projects as we develop the work plan. Additionally, I also intend to schedule a joint meeting with the Mayor and Council and the Planning Commission to review progress on projects outlined in the comprehensive plan. I would ask the director to come forward and present the amendments that were adopted by the Planning Commission. Dr. Wagner.
Thank you, Mr. Rose. Good evening, Mayor, Council members. The amendments that were included in your packet for this evening, were based on the November 13th and December 11th study sessions, and there are 6 particular items in that, and you have before you a marked up redline version and a clean version that is a little easier on the eyes. They have to do with the source of income part of the plan, stormwater master plan, flood mitigation plan, the section on the housing and third ward revitalization task force, some minor changes to the future land use map, as well as some changes on the numbers on the traffic crash data on Olive that that the mayor mentioned at the December 11th meeting, I believe. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Are there questions of Dr. Wagner from members of council? Seems as not at this time. Mr. Rose, anything else?
Honorable Mayor, if it's appropriate, the recommendation would be to approve the comprehensive plan consistent with the city manager's recommendations.
And we have one citizen request to speak. Before the citizen speak, we at least have a motion to approve as delineated by the city manager. Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Second made by Ms. Klein. I believe we had a citizen who would like to speak, a very near and dear citizen who truly represents you. Anytime any of you guys want to speak from the Planning Commission, you come here anytime. Peggy, if you'll please give your name and address, we'd appreciate it.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Peggy Holly. I reside at 8108 Teasdale, as I have for 30 plus years now. My mission this evening is pretty straightforward. I need to say thank you to the members of the Plan Commission, to the community who have completed surveys and come to events, to the members of the advisory committee who helped us reach into the community, to our staff, Dr. Wagner, Ms. Kennedy, Mr. Mulligan, and Mr. Rose, who have helped pull this together, and to you for your trust in us. I know you have sat through two lengthy study sessions. You have slogged your way through a 150-page document with a lot of new material in it and a lot of planning terminology that, quite honestly, is not necessarily always straightforward to the ordinary citizen. And a special shout out to Mr. Hales, who has been a magnificent partner through this whole process. Thank you.
Thank you. And again, I'm sure this is one that I speak for all of my colleagues. When your meetings last longer than ours do, and we appreciate the fact that you guys put in the time and effort that you have. We have before you a motion and a second for item number L2, the comprehensive plan acceptance. Are there any other questions or comments from members of council? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it.
Thank you.
Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and council members, this next item, item L3, asks that you consider a request from University Hills Neighborhood Improvement District for the extension of resolution 2009-01 to December the 31st, 2025, and authorization for the release of balances within their funds. And so I would ask our finance director, Keith Cole, to come forward to present this item. While he is coming forward, I'm recommending the extension of resolution 2009-01 to December the 31st, 2025, and authorization to release all remaining balances consistent with state statute and city ordinances that may govern University Hills Neighborhood Improvement District. Mr. Cole.
Thank you, Mr. Rose, Honorable Mayor, members of council. Yes, so I'm bringing forward the recommendation to extend the resolution 2009-01 to December 31st, 2025, just to allow the maintenance fund balance to be used for any improvement work within the scope of the NID that's listed in the agenda item and the previous resolution 2009. If you had other questions, I'd be happy to ask.
Is there first a motion to approve item number L3? Motion made by Mr. Fuller. Is there a second? Someone needs. Thank you, Ms. Klein. Are there questions of Mr. Cole? Hearing none, those in favor of the extension, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you, Mr. Cole. We now have before you Bill number 9532. May we have the second reading?
Bill 9532, an ordinance amending zoning code sections 400.760.D, 400.780.E, 400.1190.B, and 400.2130 of the University City Municipal Code relating to or applicable to planned developments by adding provisions on minimum off-street parking and loading spaces in all planned development districts, PD, and provisions on floor area ratios, minimum perimeter buffer areas, and setbacks and screening in planned development, mixed-use districts, PDM.
May we have the third reading?
Bill 9532, an ordinance amending zoning code sections 400.760.D, 400.780.E, 400.1190.B, and 400.2130 of the University City Municipal Code relating or applicable to planned developments by adding provisions on minimum off-street parking and loading spaces in all planned development districts, PD, and provisions on floor area ratios, minimum perimeter buffer areas, and setbacks and screenings in planned development, mixed-use districts, PDM.
Thank you, Ms. Reese. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Fuller.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson. Mayor Crow.
Aye. The bill has passed. Bill number 9533. May we have the second reading?
Bill 9533, an ordinance amending section 400.070 of the University City Municipal Code relating to the official zoning map by amending said map so as to change the classification of property at 6630 to 6654 Delmar Boulevard from Core Commercial District, CC, to Planned Development, Mixed Use District, PDM.
May we have the third reading?
Bill 9533, an ordinance amending section 400.070 of the University City Municipal Code relating to the official zoning map by amending said map as to change the classification of property at 6630 to 6654 Delmar Boulevard from Core Commercial District, CC, to Planned Development, Mixed Use District, PDM.
Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Ms. Klein, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Fuller.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson. Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Mayor Crow.
Aye. The bill is passed. This one's a little bit easier for you, Ms. Reese. Bill number 9534. Can we have the second reading?
Bill 9534, an ordinance approving a final plat for a major subdivision of a tract of land to be known as Local University City.
We have the third reading.
Bill 9534, an ordinance approving a final plat for a major subdivision of a tract of land to be known as Local University City.
Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fuller. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Fuller.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson. Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Mayor Crow.
Aye. The bill is passed. We'll now move forward to new business. Resolution 2024-01, preliminary plan approval. Adoption of a resolution to approve the preliminary development plan for Local University City, also known as a subtext development. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We now have bill number 9535. Who would like to introduce? Mr. McMahon would like to introduce. Madam Clerk, may we have the first reading of bill number 9535?
Bill 9535, an ordinance amending zoning code section 400.1260 of the University City Municipal Code relating to fence materials by adding provisions prohibiting tarp fences in residential and public activity in residential and public activity zoning districts.
Thank you very much. We'll now move to council reports and business. Any council reports and business from any members of council? Hearing none, I don't believe we have any other folks who signed up for citizen participation. Ms. Reese?
We have none.
We have already had our executive session. Mayor would welcome a motion to adjourn. Motion made by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. We are adjourned. Thank you very much for coming. Be safe tonight.